Hey, this is Allison.
And this is Britt.
These are true stories
sent in by you, but told by us.
This is GabFest.
Let's gab.
All right. Hey, gabbers.
Hey, Allison. How you doing?
I'm doing okay.
Oh my gosh. I'm just like waiting for the someday you'll laugh about this moment. We'll get to that in a sec.
Because you know it.
Because I know what it's going to be.
Oh my gosh.
And I'm guessing wounds. That's like why you're saying I'm okay and well, not like pretty darn good.
Listen, all things considered, I'm pretty darn good. Like it's
you're
first
on the
world.
Tail end of a blizzard.
Right. I think that's also affecting my mood. And I will tell you this much. I have struggled this winter more than
really?
Any other winter.
You have a little bit more sad going on.
And you want to know why? Mm-hmm. I haven't gone outside. Like, as much.
You need to, like, go snowshoeing or something.
I have snowshoes. I haven't skied once.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I haven't sledded.
We're going.
Once. I have my kids.
We haven't sledded either.
And so, I'm telling you, it is making a difference. I hate to admit it because I know we all want to stay inside.
It's so much darn work to go sledding and go skiing and all that stuff, but it.
But I have
apparently
noticed.
You got to do it.
So, anyway, but we are going to talk today about, we just asked for hot takes.
You know, it doesn't take long. For those to start rolling in.
Mm-hmm. The hard thing about this particular subject, though, is you don't always think about the hot take. It's hard to just think,
what's
my hot
takes? Until something comes up, like a Super Bowl halftime.
Right. Or you walk into a restaurant and somebody does something that reminds you.
Yeah, or you go to the mall and you're like, what's going on with these shirts and things like that.
So, as always, if something sparks and you want to send it in, we'll just post them on our Instagram and it'll be a fun thing to look at for all of us. More hot takes and you guys can weigh in on if you agree or not.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm sure.
I thought of one just barely.
Oh, you did.
Actually.
Was it that? Was it me?
Did I spark it? Oh, well, when I was saying like you walk into some place, you walk into the mall and you're like, what's going on with these shirts? I have a hot take about shirts lately. And it's not what you think it is, guys.
Oh.
It's not the one you've seen memes about.
Okay.
The opposite.
I thought you were going to say like you're doing something annoying and it made me realize.
I have a hot take. Like, Allison?
When people.
This is going to be.
Put their hands on the table. No, those are like pet peeves. But hot takes versus pet peeves. Let's break that down. I would say a hot take is similar to an unpopular opinion.
Yes.
That you haven't really heard.
Well, I think it's about. I feel like pet peeves can be 100 years old almost.
Yes.
I feel like hot takes are like what's hot right now.
Right.
You know, they're like, okay, this is happening right now in pop culture, in our current life, and I feel a certain way about it versus like pet peeves are like, I hate it when, you know, people don't use their blinker.
Right.
You know?
Right. Right. They stand the test of time.
Yeah.
Hot takes are more in the moment.
Right.
Maybe in regards to new and upcoming or new and current
trends
and things like that. So anyway, it'll be fun to break it down. Before we get into that, though, do you want me to share my
someday you'll laugh about this moment? Yes, I do.
Well, let's see here.
Got to post the picture of this balloon that is the culprit of which you were the victim.
Yes. Victim is like a very appropriate word. I have been victimized by Mario. So my kids.
Who hasn't lately, honestly?
Seriously, my kids have birthdays 2 days apart. Mm-hmm. Wasn't planned, obviously. Nobody would try to do that to themselves. And we all know, if you've been listening for a while, I like to go big on birthdays, and I've done it to myself. So this year, again.
So when she's crying in a corner.
Yeah, I've done it to myself.
Her kid's birthday thing the night before. It's like, I kind of feel bad for you, but like you're like.
Right. Like
we can't coddle you.
Right.
We can't coddle you.
Allison, you're like, we can't enable you. To continue on this path of overdoing it and then
having a breakdown.
Having the repercussions.
And then TB.
Well, and the thing is like kids really can be so easy to please.
Yeah.
But when you start something.
Can I tell you what we did for my son's birthday? We did everyone came in their pajamas on a Saturday morning at 9 a.m. We had pancakes.
Right.
That was the only food provided.
Mm-hmm.
Even birthday cake. We just put
candles
in the pancakes and put extra whipped cream on top of his. And we turned on the Mario movie.
Mm-hmm.
And I let him loose in the basement.
Yeah.
Because it was 2 days before Christmas.
Right.
And I said, this is what's happening.
Oh, 100%.
And everyone liked it.
But anyway, I've kind of done it to myself. I have a friend who, well, there's two friends that have received this advice, and I think we talked about it before. But basically, don't start doing something that you don't intend on doing your whole life as a mom.
Okay.
So meaning like, don't start doing these big parties with these themes and these decorations and all this stuff if you don't intend on doing it, because then from there, it's just disappointment.
Right.
My other friend received that advice from her grandma about the bedroom when she gets married.
Oh my
her
gosh.
Grandma said, don't start something
that you, can't
that you don't plan to continue to do.
Okay. Wow.
For
okay.
him. So with him, whatever. So anyway, Mario themed birthday. My little boy loves Mario. I bought a balloon that was literally as tall as Brit. Just kidding. But it's like close. Over 4 feet tall, full size Mario. And mm-hmm. I had this vision of like them standing next to it and
photo
getting pictures.
Photo op.
Yeah. I even bought like little Mario and Luigi hats they would wear. And then I had like a mustache on a stick that they would hold and be mm-hmm. next to Mario with my little balloon arch. And all that. The day before, trying to get as much prepped as possible because it was in the morning. And I was trying to blow up a giant Mario Mylar balloon. Lots of M's.
4 feet tall.
4 feet tall. And so anyway, you know how Mylar balloons, you have to stick a straw in?
Yes.
To blow them up. It mm-hmm. did not come with a straw.
Okay.
And you don't know what size the hole is.
Right.
So.
Those things, you can barely figure it out.
Right.
It's all just
You're
a game of touch
like,
and feel.
Did I make it to the end? And you don't want to puncture a hole in
exactly.
the other side.
Mm-hmm. Mylar balloons.
So I got
not enough people are talking about it.
No, that's true. Hot take. Not enough people are talking about
how difficult it is
freaking
to blow up a Mylar balloon.
So I got a straw and I put it in, start blowing it up. And I'm like, I mean, it's a lot of air. So I was like getting a little
lightheaded. You're like, I'm going to pass
anyway.
Out also.
And then when I pulled it out, obviously the straw was too big for the hole because it like pulled out the lining of the tube that you know you stick it in. So then it was leaking air. So I had to like jam trying to push that back in and then re-put the straw in, reinflate it, and then I'm like, I'm gonna have to squeeze really tight as I pull the straw out. So I'm pulling and squeezing around really tight to keep.
And her mouth is still
my
on
mouth
the
is
straw.
On the straw and I'm blowing as I pull. No matter how I say this, it's gonna sound weird and dirty. But anyway. And so all
this
sudden,
is all happening on Mario.
The straw straw released fast. Like I got to the end of my hand or whatever.
Well, and didn't like some pressure
from
the inflated Mylar balloon.
So it like shot back. The straw hits me, impales me in the fleshy part of the roof of your mouth. Like at the very I could show you. It's actually the big chunk of skin has
open
now
up
fallen
and say,
off.
Oh, are you serious?
But and it also kind of
that's disgusting.
Hit just to the west of the epiglottis.
The west.
Just
depends on which way you're facing.
West of the epiglottis. And I thought I had punctured like my throat and my roof of my mouth.
Oh my gosh. Well, you
and
did.
And blood started filling my mouth. And I swore and I like blacked out. And my little boy, I'm a little concerned about his lack of reaction. He wasn't like, oh, mom. He was like, what happened? Are you bleeding? Like, and maybe it's because that's how I react when they get hurt. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
What now? And so anyway, I'm like spitting blood.
Can you speak to me?
Like, I might need to go to the hospital. And so I started like being like, I have to look at it, but I don't really want
yeah,
it.
Yeah, disgusting.
Yeah. And so anyway, I did look at it and I was like, well, it's not that bad. And then I touched it with my tongue and this flap of
skin. Gross. Okay.
Flipped up and I was like, I think I just saw white. Like, did I hit cartilage of some kind? I don't know what
did
kind
Did I hit
of...
the teeth? They're at the top of my mouth.
Like, embedded. I don't know. Anyway, I was in so much pain. Like, I have been chewing my food to the consistency of applesauce. Like,
they tell you that's the healthy thing to chew.
True. And then like, I don't know. Anyway, it's been a lot of pain, but the chunk of skin finally came off. But I just couldn't believe it. I'm like, this friggin' balloon. And then the balloon didn't even stay inflated. Like, it would not stay inflated. I'm like, there is no way on this earth that I'm
going to do that again.
Like, mm-hmm. No way. So I just chucked this giant balloon. But before I did, I took a picture of my little boy laying next
to
it.
So it wasn't even up at the party?
Nope.
Oh, man.
Nope. Because I was like, if it's already deflating today, tomorrow it'll just be a flat pancake. And then I was like, well, do I just hang up like a flat balloon?
Yeah.
And I was like, that looks ghetto. So I didn't. But you run the risk
of having a mom come in and be like, oh, I think those are actually
supposed to be
inflated.
I want to help you.
I wonder if you thought it was, yeah, go ahead, Megan.
Yeah. See how it goes for you. Anyway, I was so mad. That was going to be a bit of a statement piece.
Yeah,
at the party,
it seemed like a showstopper.
Yes, it was.
Like the kids walk in and be like, "Whoa, life size Mario!"
According to the advertisement, they had mm-hmm. weights on the feet, and uh-huh. so it kind of, if you kind of pushed it, it was going to
like wiggle
along. What a bunch of crockish, you know? Like, it was not what the promises. There were promises made.
False advertising.
Yeah.
Via Amazon.
And my husband's like, how much was that? And I was like, don't even know. I bought it like a year ago.
Really?
I was so excited about it. And so it's like, there's a lot of disappointment today. It's ridiculous. I'm a ridiculous person. All right. Well, that might be a hot take that some people have.
What?
Like these moms that do
these
big birthdays.
Parties. Well, you're making the rest of us look bad. A.
No.
Like, if you could cool it, that'd be great. Then, you're like, okay, don't start something that you can't promise for the next kid or the next 10 years or whatever.
Right.
Well, I guess my kid can't attend any of anybody's birthday parties. because then they get some wild ideas.
Right.
And we were talking about pinatas. That's a hot take. You and I were talking about on the phone.
Right.
What the crap with pinatas. They always
break.
End badly.
Yeah.
And yet we continue to be like, yeah, pinata.
I know. But kids love them. And it's highly risky.
Do you love it when your friend gets impaled? And right. Do you love it when someone's
gets concussed from the bat or the broomstick?
I think I actually cut that out of one of the stories. No, maybe I left it in. How one year we were at like a family get together and they were using a pool cue with serrated, threaded
yes.
screw. Like they unscrewed it so that two people could hit. I don't know. And someone got that to the skull.
Right.
And it was bleeding a lot because you know how head wounds.
Right.
And of course, it was like the littlest girl with blonde hair. So it was just like looked like a horror
extra
movie.
Bad. Yeah,
a horror
extra
movie.
Bad.
What's going on with pinatas? Why do we keep doing it? Hot take, let's be done with pinatas.
Yeah.
But anyway, what I was saying, I thought of a hot take.
Okay.
So when I was talking about, you know, you go to the mall and say, what is going on with these shirts?
Yeah.
So everybody says, I want the second half of my shirt back. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
My hot take is, I'm kind of digging this. And here's why.
Because you're short.
Right.
So you are so biased.
Well, I went to...
The rest of us are wearing boob tubes. And then yours is actually at like a reasonable waist.
I think for so long, I was raised in the era of wearing a shade shirt.
Yeah.
That down east shirt.
And yours
that
went
hit
over
my
your bum.
That, went over your bum. And so it's been a long transition. But I went to Old Navy and I saw a workout shirt. And on the hanger, it looks... like it's going to be a crop top.
Yeah.
But when I tried it on, it appropriately hit the top of my pants.
Yeah.
So that it just came at my natural waist.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow. So I'm late. I'm very late to this game. I was fighting the short shirts for a very long time because that's how I was raised, folks.
Right.
That's all I knew. That's just how Hillary Duff and Britney Spears taught me.
Yes.
You know? And
like a good girl millennial.
Yeah. I'm wearing it down. And I'm like, wow, actually, I feel like with my proportions, hitting my having my top hit my natural waist is flattering.
All right. For those of you who agree, let us know.
But I understand. Yeah. It's all body types. And this is what we're missing here. Let's have a variety.
Yeah.
Let's have a variety of shirts available.
I agree.
You know, because
don't make me go to like big and tall to get my shirt to be a normal length. And I'm not even that tall. I'm just like barely over 5'6".
Right.
Like, and so, yeah, I understand that for you.
So for a long time, they should have had those short shirts available for me. I was given no options.
Yeah.
And so then I was indoctrinated into long shirts and it was probably very unflattering. And then I had to basically get converted over years.
Now that's like going to be out of style.
Exactly. So
here's my hot take.
I'm darned if I do.
Have length of pant options? Pants?
But
pant
not shirt?
But not shirt.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Can
you're
I
welcome.
Get an amen?
Wow.
Why? I mean, this feels not – it doesn't feel groundbreaking, yet it is.
Yeah.
And that's the problem with society today.
Yeah. But do you know how many more shirts you would sell?
Absolutely.
Because they have all these different lengths and pants.
Yeah.
Short, regular, long.
Short, regular, long.
That's what Albion has. They have short, regular, long length pants. Why can't we have short and long shirts? Short, regular, long shirts. I know. Mm-hmm. The more SKUs, the more money it costs for people. But I just
feel
like
they would spend.
It's revolutionary. And I feel like I'm going to be a millionaire again. Okay. Speaking of clothes, this listener's hot take is they said thrift stores give them the ick. And they know that it's like trending
to be thrift and find vintage pieces.
Yes. But she just feels like no matter what, sketchy, not trendy, smells like grandma's forgotten basement. And I used to thrift in college a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
Now I have to wear things that look really good on me. Like
this is a need, not a want.
Yes. Because when I was 21, yeah, I could pull off like a shirt was a little more ill-fitting.
Mm-hmm.
I can't now. I need the shirt to fit me the way I need it to fit me. I will occasionally, you know, Halloween costumes.
Oh, yeah.
But sustainability is so hot right now.
Absolutely.
And so people
are
why
don't you love the earth,
Allison? I know, right? And so I don't hate it. Like if I happen to walk into a thrift store and I see something, I'm like, look at that jacket.
Mm-hmm.
I don't say, ew, gross. No.
Right.
Occasionally I'll go to the kids section. Kids thrifting can actually be kind of great because – you know, kids grow out of clothes very quickly. Mm-hmm. So something like a cute Sunday dress, they've probably only worn 6 times.
Right.
Now,
workout clothes
and kids like just t-shirts and shorts.
Those things have been
worse for the wear.
Yeah.
I'm not judging. I've had my fair share of purchases and I've thrifted home things.
Yeah. Like
and
home
redone.
Decor.
I used to redo a lot of things.
Yeah, me too.
I don't have the energy for it anymore.
I don't have the time for it anymore, I feel like.
Britt loved a thrift and a spray paint moment.
Oh,
you
yes.
did that
yes.
a lot early on. But she, yeah, I don't know how you guys feel about thrift stores. Some people love them.
Here's the thing. I don't like shy away. It's more of like if there's a need.
And I'm going to take this a step further and be mean for a minute, but Gen Z is big into thrifting, I think, right now. Mm-hmm. And it shows.
Oh my gosh.
Just saying. I don't want to be a hater on my children's pre-generation.
Yeah.
But it shows. And, you know, they're finding big, giant
Grandma sweaters
and tees.
Yeah, the grandpa core.
Yeah, like we talked about. And then like ill-fitting turtlenecks and giant paper bag pants. Mm-hmm. And they're like, look what I thrifted. And I'm like, yep, looks like it. Look what you thrifted. I would have guessed. Like would have guessed. That's where you got it. Yes. So I know I'm sounding snotty. I know I'm sounding mean. But another listener said, then they are amongst Gen Z.
Okay.
They said, my generation does not know how to dress. They look mm-hmm. sloppy. And unkempt. Mm-hmm. And is it kempt or kept?
I thought it was unkempt.
You choose. Hot take.
Agree to disagree.
Unkempt. And they said that about their own generation. Mm-hmm. And I tend to agree a little bit, guys.
Well, you look – I see these things on Facebook. And I think my mistake was clicking on the first one I received. Because now I see a ton of mm-hmm. pictures like that. It shows
– damn algorithm.
I know.
One time. I click on a whale video one time. And now I'm –
now I got to watch
a marine biologist.
And then you have to watch a really sad one where the killer whales separate the blue whale baby from the mom. Yep. And it just makes you cry
midday.
And
then all of a sudden I'm like having nightmares about sharks because then sharks are sneaking into my algorithm. Because uh-huh. all they think I love ocean life.
They think that you're like into it.
Yeah.
No, but I see all these – it's like a history Facebook page. And it will show people on an airplane in the 50s. And mm-hmm. everyone is looking like Jackie Kennedy.
Right.
And then all the comments are like – look at how people showed up to the airport. Now everyone is literally in flannel pajamas
and
that don't match. Uh-huh. And
I mean, I had some, you know, tops of a big hairy bum cheeks in my face on my last flight of a guy.
during the confrontation.
He could use a belt, you know. And there was a time when men didn't leave the house without a belt.
Right, right.
Hot take. Bring belts back. I don't want to see hairy butt cracks.
Like, yes, we look less classy, but we also are much more comfortable.
But there's a line.
Do we embrace? And you're like, I love being comfortable.
Right. But also, like, you could trim your neck hair and and wear a belt and deodorant. Like, there's mm-hmm. a line. Uh-huh. There's a happy medium there.
It's tough. Like, the pendulum is swinging far.
Yeah. And like, I don't know. Don't make me wear pantyhose on a four-hour flight.
No.
Absolutely not. And heels.
I wore tights today because it's a blizzard, and I wanted to get out of them so fast.
Yeah. Yep. So I get that. But I just think it's interesting that someone from their own generation mm-hmm. says that they think that their fellow college friends dress like grannies and grandpas. That was their words, not mine.
So where is the perfect place to land? Speaking of planes.
Yeah.
Where do we land
there
here?
Are so many options for like elevated, comfortable clothes. That mm-hmm. is so in. Like you've got Athleta and Albion, and I mean those are expensive, but Lulu. But have a cute travel outfit. Old Navy though uh-huh. is basically
Target.
The same. And wear like a cute cozy cardigan.
Walmart selling the Reebok and the Champion.
Some nice leggings mm-hmm. and a nice tee and a simple necklace.
Just making sure like maybe it's washed and things.
Washed and put together, and that like mm-hmm. body parts aren't hanging out. Mm-hmm. You got to balance. Or if you're gonna wear these big oversized like paper. I call them like paper bag pants.
A fitted top.
Wear a fitted top. Some mm-hmm. girls are doing that, and then mm-hmm. they're wearing like a swim top or a crop top with their baggy pants. Mm-hmm. But I'm just saying.
Yeah, Allison, pick your poison.
You're right. You're right.
Well, and it just reminds me of like that old TV show, not that old, feels recent to me, What Not to Wear.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember that mm-hmm. with like Quentin and
I loved that show.
What's her name? Kelly? Quentin and Kelly? Is that her name?
Sure. Or is there someone named Quentin Kelly?
His name was Quentin Kelly. They're very good. Very good. Can't remember the girl's name.
She had like a gray stripe in her hair.
Yes. But I was listening to the Bad Broadcast. You guys might be Bad Broadcast listeners. She was talking about that show. It was a long time ago. And she goes, that show was so savage.
Yeah.
They went and threw away like your favorite t-shirts from like your vacations mm-hmm. and then forced you to dress business casual all the time. Yeah. And I was kind of cackling.
I love that show.
Okay. So this listener wrote in and she said that her hot take is when people are answering both or neither as a DM in polls are okay. the worst. And
just if you don't have a feeling,
I'd rather
about
have a client who's innocent.
Yeah.
If you don't have, yeah, someone's saying, okay, vote this or this.
Yes.
And they jump in and say neither. It's like irrelevant.
I want to, if you don't have feelings about it.
then
don't answer and click on. Mm-hmm. That's so true. Mm-hmm. And we played this game with our family. It's not around anymore. It's called Zabando.
But it's basically it's would you rather?
And it's terrible though. They are awful questions. And we used to play so much, and it was hilarious.
It was like, so funny.
It would be a question.
I feel like we got very few answers and a lot of almost peeing your pants.
But basically, like my mom and my aunt would be like, Every time, neither.
I'm like, that is not the game.
Right. We would tease them. You're like, you have to choose. I can't.
Yeah, I can't choose. Like, you understand this is not happening for real once you choose.
Because one of the questions was like, would you rather bite into a Twinkie and have there be maggots inside or pus? Oh,
gross.
And my aunt, I thought she was going to cry. Like, she was like, neither.
Neither.
And we were just like, you have to choose. And she's like,
choose or die. Choose or die.
She was like, oh, I guess the maggots. Like, it was just like, oh my gosh, this is so funny. But what this girl is saying is no one's forcing you to answer that.
This is the same type of thing.
Yeah.
You know, that's not the game.
Correct.
To dislike either or both or like both or whatever. That's not the game.
All right. This listener's hot take is they do not think thank you cards are outdated. They are very much in fashion to them. And they want a thank you card. And they're going to give a thank you card.
That's really sweet.
Yeah.
And you know what? Even though a lot of people are not giving them or getting them anymore, you be a standout.
It's true.
You be a standout. And everyone...
That can be your identifier.
Yeah, at your funeral, people are going to be like, I absolutely loved when I received a thank you card from this woman. Right. Like, it made my day. Like, you are going to be remembered. You double down on those thank you cards.
And you guys...
Go for it.
I mean, I think we ought to start a revolution because I send a lot of thank you texts. Mm-hmm. Like, I'll send a nice heartfelt text. But I will say there is something about this tangible card. I have some saved in my little, like, box mm-hmm. on my nightstand that some friends have written me.
Yeah.
And not even necessarily just thank you cards, but, like, a very heartfelt birthday cards.
No,
like,
and just saying nice
really
things.
Nice things. And I'm like, there's something to say about it.
The handwritten note is next level, and you're going to be the classiest of them all.
Uh-huh.
If you do it.
These are the girls wearing pantyhose to the airport. And I love it. And I'm here for it. All right. Well, this listener said, and this is all over the place right now, and I would love your opinion on it, but she said, hot take, people need to stop putting Beyonce's new song on stories and reels. They're so sick of it already. A little tangent off of the Beyonce song is a lot of people have hot takes because her two new songs are country, quote unquote, and people have feelings.
Yeah.
So first of all,
I mean, isn't she from the South?
Yeah, she is from Texas. And so people are like, I mean,
she's fine.
It's actually more to her roots. Uh-huh. And I'm listening to it and it doesn't feel that country to me.
Yeah.
It's still very like, it's like soul.
Okay.
A little more. Mm-hmm. Have you heard the song?
I've heard the Texas Hold'em.
Texas. This ain't Hold'em.
I mean, that's pretty dang down, country, down, what I'm hearing down. From you right now. Well, but I have heard it. I have, yeah.
And I don't have Beyonce's like velvety
it feels country.
Sister voice, okay? No, I mean, country compared to like.
Yeah.
So anyway, but some people are like, what is she doing? Other people are like, yes.
She's like T Swift.
Some people are like,
genres.
She's reverse T Swifting, you know? Uh-huh. Anyway, this listener feels strongly that Beyonce. This new song, people need to stop choosing it. And what I think is weird is when people choose it and it doesn't go with whatever
thing at all,
they just throw it on there.
I do feel like you need to curate your stories and things a little bit more so that the music fits.
Yes.
And so, when you're doing like
do you guys know how much time I spend finding songs to go with our episodes and our stories because I want it to be fun. And I will say, I will get a message. They'll be like, love the song choice today. And I'm like,
validation.
Thank you
very much.
So much.
You shall be receiving a thank you note.
Yes. Via Instagram.
AKA a DM. Maybe that's all we can ask for is just a little more creativity, a little more intention.
Dive deeper into the archives, music archives, and find a little lesser known artist. Mm-hmm. And it actually fits with what you're talking about.
Yeah, because if someone's like showing their before and after hair pic, it makes no sense.
Right.
You know. Okay, this listener, I mean, this is going to be controversial. Mm-hmm. One's popularity level is very much higher than the other.
Okay.
Okay, so they said Daisy Duck is better than Minnie Mouse.
Oh, and they did not expound as to why?
No.
Okay.
But so Minnie Mouse, obviously iconic. Daisy obviously is in the world.
Yes.
But people aren't getting Daisy Duck ears. You know what I mean?
Because Daisy Duck doesn't have ears, Brit.
Daisy Duck whatever they would create. See, they're not getting it.
You obviously are a mini girl because you don't even know.
Well, here's the thing. Minnie Mouse is, you know, if we were, if they were sugar and spice, Minnie would be sugar and Daisy would be spice.
Same thing with Donald and Mickey.
Yeah.
Donald is so spice.
He is. He's a little bit too much. It's a little bit much for me.
He's a little too grumpy.
But Daisy, yeah, she's – I mean, if you're going to go with, like, who's going to be the funner hang?
Yeah, Daisy.
Daisy, I think. You know, on that.
See, that validates me because I'm a little sauce. I'm a little spice. And sometimes I'm like, well, but maybe it's a fun hang.
Right.
Hopefully.
And so, yeah, this person just really would like Daisy Duck to get her recognition. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, she had a whole highlight on that new Minnie and Mickey Railroad ride at Disney World.
Yeah.
So there you go. She has her own dance studio.
I love it.
Like the best people do.
Yeah, that ride's so cute and fun.
Okay.
This is kind of a newer thing that's been in the news.
Okay.
This listener said her hot take is accounts such as Ballerina Farm.
Mm-hmm.
So if I don't know.
Do you know who that is?
I do.
Yeah, I do too.
That they are just cosplaying being poor for their brand and we'd never buy from them if they lived as a reflection to their actual wealth. This is like a hot take because – and a lot of people are having
do you know
it
her?
Right now.
Do you know her background?
I do.
Her husband's like a JetBlue –
Right, it's like a JetBlue Air, or something.
Yeah,
I don't know the exact. I should say I don't know exactly. Mm-hmm. But basically, Ballerina Farm, and there's many of them. They're kind of these homesteading
Instagram accounts,
and they kind of are like showing cooking from scratch, and they're a little kind of more.
Here's the thing: I would probably cook everything from scratch if I was a JetBlue zillionaire.
Well, yeah, I mean,
because I got the time,
right? Home. I don't gotta have a job.
Right.
I mean, I don't have a job right now. But anyway, this is my job. And I teach dance now. But my hot take is I don't think they're cosplaying. I think
that's their lifestyle.
That's their aesthetic.
Yeah.
Everybody that's on Instagram for a business of some kind
has a brand.
Has an aesthetic or a brand that they are pushing. And just because she's choosing to do it doesn't mean she's pretending to be poor. She's just choosing to do things from scratch. Now, I will say I'm struggling that people are attacking this poor girl because she
– Who, Ballerina Farm?
Yes.
Okay.
Because she like two – so she has like 8 or 9 kids. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
I think 8.
All like natural birthing them at home situations, you know, all the things. And she did a beauty pageant
like a week
two
after,
weeks
or
after or something.
Yeah.
And so it shows her in her tight little dress nursing a baby. And people are so mad. And I'm like, you guys, I know it sucks to look at that and it makes you feel bad.
Mm-hmm.
I get that. Not fair.
Yeah.
She's God's favorite, clearly.
Yeah.
But it doesn't
JetBlue
mean.
JetBlue heiress does beauty pageant postpartum.
Yeah. Like.
Not cool, man.
You're talking to God right now, right?
Yeah.
But we have to be careful because we can sit there and blame her. That was my journey. If that was my story, that's what happened to me after I had a baby.
Mm-hmm.
Great. That's wonderful.
I would love to be Miss America.
That's not my story. I'm in a diaper 6 weeks after.
Let's see Ballerina Farm try to host a podcast. Am I right?
Yeah.
See if she can do that.
But I do have a hard time, when there are some people that like they clearly have a ton of money and they're acting like they don't. But just because somebody chooses to grow their own herbs and use them doesn't mean they're acting poor. They're just growing their own herbs and using them. So I don't know. My hot take versus her hot take, it's all just hot in her.
Yeah. Well, so speaking of the socials, this listener said loop giveaways. And I haven't done one in a long time. Are they still hot?
Not as
or
much.
Or people are getting wise to them.
Yeah.
Or not wise to them, just sick of them.
Right.
Where you'd have to follow someone.
Yeah.
And they say in order to get all this to be entered into the giveaway, to get all this stuff, you have to follow this person, this person, this person, this person. So it kind of goes around and around.
Right.
And this listener said loop giveaways are really just buying followers.
Yeah.
Yes. Don't you think? Yes.
Right. Yes. And I'm kind of the mentality, even with our own GabFest Instagram and like growing it, I want followers that actually want to be there because they're connecting with us, because they're connecting with what we do. Mm-hmm. And so for me, it's like, well, yeah, I might look good to other people to be like, oh, wow, they have this many followers.
Yeah.
But if all of them are bots or they don't engage with us and they don't want to listen to the podcast, well, then it doesn't really matter.
Like, yeah.
It really doesn't matter, you know? So I can see what they're saying. And
I think it's true.
Like, and people feel like nobody wins. I know a lot of people are like, I don't feel like anybody wins
these. The winner going to be announced?
Right.
I think, yes, it is buying followers. Mm-hmm. Like you're giving something away and you say, you have to follow me to get this.
Yeah.
And we'd be lying if we never did that.
Right.
Like we'll say, we've given stuff away you know, kind of with our bingo, like share this yeah. and you'll win. Because we don't know what else to do. Can we be honest here?
This is a safe space. I'm just kidding.
This is a safe space. No, like, you know, we don't do those very often. Once a year, Christmas time-ish. Mm-hmm. But it's just like, okay, let's just throw something out there that gets people engaging with our account because there's a prize.
Right. And could we do more? Yeah. But it's like, I want them to be gabbers.
Like genuine.
I want them to be gabbers.
Yeah.
Legit.
Yeah.
I don't want it to just be like, oh yeah, this account. Right. I followed them to try to win a Minky, you know, yeah, or whatever.
And now I'm hopping off.
Right. Okay. This listener said, and cue the feminist here, but I don't mind when the girl gets saved. She doesn't need to raise an army and have a no man type of thing. She said, I'll watch a prince save a princess any day.
It's kind of nice.
Yeah. There's something very natural about it.
I don't got to slay that dragon by myself.
No.
Because there'll be plenty of times, folks.
Can I?
Sure.
If I have to?
Yes.
Yeah.
But if someone's down there being like, hey, up there in the window, I'm going to handle this for you. Great. Because that was really causing me a lot of anxiety.
Yes. Here's an example. Last night, I was preparing this church lesson. Mm-hmm. I had a five-year-old's birthday party. Mm-hmm. My mouth was ripped up. And all of a sudden, I looked over. I'm like, and it's my daughter's birthday today.
Yeah.
So I look over and I'm like, I do not want to wake up to the dishes in the sink mm-hmm. tomorrow morning when I'm cooking her birthday breakfast. Mm-hmm. So I go over and start doing the dishes. And my husband jumps up and he's like, no, no, no. Mm-hmm. Don't do the dishes. I'm like, I don't.
He slayed that dragon for you.
He slayed that Dawn dragon like a boss. And I was like, and he's Paul like, Mollis. He's like, I said, I don't want to wake up. He's like, I got it. Mm-hmm. He's like, go get ready for bed. Mm-hmm. And I was like, yeah, you think any woman doesn't want that? Come on.
No.
Like, and that's the thing, right? I think go women. Yay you. I like that you can do things on mm-hmm. your own. Don't be a damsel. Don't intentionally be a damsel in distress.
How about this? Find a prince that can empower you being a girl boss, but then it will also step in and open the doors for you, slay the dragons, and give you a kiss.
In my Sunday school class, which I don't even know if we're going to include this, but we were talking about how there's not a lot of women always mentioned in scripture. Mm-hmm. And so we were saying how like, yeah, they never know. They don't even tell them the daughter's names in the scripture story. It's just like, he knows he had daughters. Mm-hmm. We're like, so, okay, obviously they weren't that important. You know, guess they were just having the babies. Like we were just joking about
yeah.
that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then, you know, one of the church leaders comes in and goes, hey, after class, we need to put all the chairs away in the gym. Boys, when we get done, we need y'all to come put the chairs away in the gym. And after he left, I was like, all right, ladies. So, you know, like we were complaining.
Yes.
About our, like their names not being mentioned. And I was mm-hmm. like, but also like,
we're not having
who's
to
not
set up
putting
the
away the chairs. And they all just like started laughing. And I was like,
it's a trade-off.
Not that you can't have,
you can have both.
You can empower women.
Mm-hmm.
And also
treat them like the ladies and the princesses
and be
that they are.
Prince that rescues uh-huh. her.
It's
all
a fine
things.
Line, yeah. But many a men have figured it out.
And go ahead and take my feminist card or whatever. Oh, I screenshot it. I was like, am I on a phone call? You know what I mean? I screenshot.
Andy, come fix it. I'm just kidding. Okay. Well, you guys, I like Taylor Swift, okay? I went to the movie, but this is a listener that wrote in.
Okay.
It's
like prefacing it. She's like, well, scared that all
I don't
want
to come. It's a very bad look to be a Taylor Swift hater.
Okay, I have like spoken like semi, I don't even want to say against her. Uh-huh. And I have people in my life now that will be like, I know you don't like her. I'm like, oh my goodness. Uh-huh. Like,
and they treat you differently.
No, I just, I'm like, no, it's not that I dislike her. I'm just not a Swiftie. Mm-hmm. Like there is an in-between. There is mm-hmm. such thing as a neutral ground. But go ahead. Okay.
So this listener wrote in and said, adult Swifties are weird. She's an adult.
Yes.
So it feels
she's
normal.
My age.
So it feels normal to be an adult Swiftie. Mm-hmm. But I think what people are kind of like feeling weird about is like the, yes. you know, the Lisa Frank beaded bracelets.
Right.
And so.
Well, speaking of aesthetics or brands, mm-hmm. hers is still quite
young
uh-huh. compared to her age.
Right.
And so it's weird because people are connecting with her being like, she's my age. And they grew up with her singing at the same age as them back when she was in her country phase.
Yeah.
And then as she's grown, her music has still kind of appealed more to the younger crowd.
Mm-hmm.
And so for this listener, I'm sure it's like, okay, so she is still singing about this. Mm-hmm. Why are so many adults connecting with mm-hmm. this? But it's like, well, no, they've been along the journey.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. They've grown up they've with grown her.
We all have that dramatic best friend.
that just
ruminates in her emotions. And you got to like, you know, pick
like,
her back up off the ground
grow
sometimes.
Grow up a little. It's not that bad. You only dated for a few weeks.
I just thought of someone who seemed always older in her genre. Does that make sense? Because Taylor almost just feels young. Mm-hmm. And it's like her, yeah, her
brand is,
her brand is young. She appeals to young people.
Yeah.
But like she said, she's 33. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to just Google how old Celine Dion was on her first album. Falling Into You. And let's talk about love.
So that was Falling Into You.
Falling Into You. I bet Celine Dion was like 25.
Right. But her brand, her songs she was singing were way mature for her age.
Yeah.
This listener said their hot take is the blush on the nose trend has got to go.
Okay.
They said they went to an ice cream store the other day and a girl had the blush on the nose trend. And I will put a little swoop of blush on my nose. Mm-hmm. But have you seen the trend where they literally are dotting it? It's supposed to look like you've just been like a little sun-kissed, like uh-huh. a little sunburn. Uh-huh. And she said this girl looked like Rudolph. And I kind of agree. Any of the makeup trends, the problem is they can look – contouring looks great on a screen.
Right. In real life.
In real life, you're like, you have lines all over. I mean
– the problem is we are living our lives
– on a screen.
On a screen and in real life. We're like doing both.
Yes.
So you're like, I have to choose one to look good on. Yeah. And one is on the internet forever.
Here's the thing. I'm on the screen a lot less than I am in real life. So I'm going to need to look good when I go to UPS.
Right.
School and the store. And to teach, you know, like, yes. I don't need to look on the screen.
There are a lot of posting. There are a lot of people who are not, there are more on the screen.
Correct. And so they want to like
cater to that.
Cater to that. But mm-hmm. just, you know, watch those beauty trends because they can get you.
Yes.
The eyebrows are going to be the death of me. Mm-hmm. I love a good lifted eyebrow, but the caterpillar brows have got to go. Hot take. That's a hot take.
Okay. Well, I have one. This listener wrote in and said, WTF, the Sephora tweens.
Oh.
Do you know what I'm talking about? Sephora tweens?
Basically meaning that all the ones that
Ulta look tweens?
Like, yeah. I mean, basically all the ones that look like perfect and they didn't go through the awkward phase?
No.
Oh.
So there's my girls are like slightly guilty. Mm-hmm. There's all these like beauty tutorials on like YouTube and all yeah. these kinds of things. So it's much more in their face of like what products these yeah. influencers are using. So they all feel like they need to go to Ulta and Sephora and get Drunk Elephant products.
Right.
And my girls are like, oh, Drunk Elephant. I'm like –
you're like, I don't even buy that for me.
Myself. And then I'm like, do you know what I had when I was your guys' age? Stridex?
Yes.
From Walmart?
I was going to say, you know what the closest is? Proactive infomercials at 11 p.m.
Yeah. And you're like, well, Avril Lavigne does it.
Mom.
Yeah. Yeah.
Julianne Hough does it.
And so, yeah. So these young girls, like yeah. grade school,
yeah.
are getting like the puffy headband. My girls both have one.
Yeah.
And so I'm not saying that I'm a hypocrite and my kids can't do it because they have been – they've been indoctrinated.
Yeah.
They've been convinced. And they get the puffy headband because that's like the skincare headband that you right. pull your hair back with. You know, they need the toner and they need the moisturizer and they need the primer and all this stuff.
Thank heavens my oldest is a boy. I can barely get him to put anything on his face. I'm like, mm-hmm. can we please be a Sephora kid? Like, because we're going to be down a rough road of things if you don't start taking care of this. Mm-hmm.
But here's my thing. I've seen comments when on like memes or different things like that about this. And some people are like, kids need to be kids. We shouldn't be like pushing products on them and
yeah.
all this kind of stuff. And then someone else is like, well, I mean, what's the worst about kids learning skincare early on?
Yeah.
So again, I don't know.
I don't know. That's a hot take. I just don't know how to
I don't know. Approach it. Like I said, I've got two daughters. They're in that phase. They buy into it. But I tell them to like – I kind of try to like ground them in reality.
Yes.
Because I'm like, I'm not buying myself – Drunk Elephant.
Right.
And
I think you just say, makes no if sense. That's what you want for your birthday present.
Yeah.
Like, this is what I will buy you. And I think it's good enough for your age and everything and what you need. And mm-hmm. if you really want something above and beyond that, birthday, Christmas, ask for it. Uh-huh. That's what you can
oh,
get.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. I
you
make
know?
Them buy it.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Or you can buy it.
Yeah.
You know? I think it's all about the approach.
Mm-hmm.
But I think
just maybe ground them in reality.
But the immature side of me says, no, we all had to go through it.
Mm-hmm.
They have to look awkward too. They have to use the Stridex and the Proactive too. And crawl their way
Cetaphil,
out and just crawl their yeah. way out of that hole.
Cetaphil wasn't even a thing.
And bleach their towels.
Nothing gentle on the skin was available. The yeah. Neutrogena bar that dried out your skin was the
that
closest
thing. That was like amber
thing.
In color.
Oh, yeah. Translucent.
I can still smell it.
I can feel it in my hands.
Ugh, like washing your face with a bar. The bacteria alone. They probably did it on purpose to like make you use more and more and more and more and mm-hmm. more. And they're like, yes, it's just a festering.
Noxzema.
Yeah.
That like greasy cream.
Mm-hmm.
And those girls in that commercial had me convinced.
I remember I thought I was like top notch when I got the Clean and Clear Foaming Cleanser and the like mousse.
The Dream Matte Mousse.
Their Dream Matte Mousse. Yeah. Shopko. Oh, no, Maybelline. Maybelline. I got all my stuff from Shopko, you know, which isn't even in business anymore. All right. Well, I have a hot take.
Okay.
If you are at a game.
Okay.
And you get on the kiss cam.
Yes.
And you are a couple and you don't kiss, you are lame.
Absolutely.
You are so lame.
You're at a fun sporting event. Mm-hmm. Get on board.
I have never.
Literally on the kiss cam.
I have never had the privilege of being on the kiss cam.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like an easy
target. I can only dream.
Listen, I don't go on first dates anymore. But if I'm on a first date and we get on it, that's a funny story.
That is a funny story.
No one's asking for tongue. No one's asking you to go to second base. Uh-huh. But it could be a funny thing. Uh-huh. We were on the kiss cam. It's a kiss. It's a kiss. It's a peck. Mm-hmm. Just kiss. I hate when people like roll their eyes. And then it's like, well, now we all feel weird. We're all watching you deny the other person. Maybe they want to kiss you. Like, it's just a kiss. People in Europe do it all the time on the cheek. Just kiss and stop being a buzz kill on the kiss cam.
What do you do if you accidentally get paired with a stranger?
They don't typically do that. Well, I'm married, so no. The answer is no. But if I guess, hypothetically speaking, Brit,
yes.
If I am single and I got paired with a stranger, what does he look like? But I'd probably make a joke of it and like
grab his face
and like or just be like, kiss on the cheek. Like, I don't know.
Yes, yeah.
Just everyone needs to chill, man. Mm-hmm. You know, just chill.
The kiss cam is for fun.
For funsies. Mm-hmm. And now once you do that, you set a tone. But now it's real serious. Just kiss. Everyone just kiss. All right. Well, we all know that charcuterie has had such a moment.
Right. I think it's because everyone was trying to go keto. You know what I mean? And so they're like, well.
How do we change up meat and cheese? We make it look like roses.
And make it seem like everyone's favorite thing at the party.
Right.
And everyone wishes they just had sugar cookies.
It's adult Lunchables.
Absolutely.
Which I don't hate. But somebody was saying they hate, this listener said, they hate when they call anything on a board charcuterie.
Yeah.
Charcuterie
is let's very
look up,
let's specific.
Look up the definition, Britt.
I mean, I'm going to go
I'm
ahead
pretty
and
sure
guess.
It's like cheese, meat, bread, crackers type of thing.
Mm-hmm. Let's see if I can spell charcuterie into Google.
It's C-H-A-R-C-U-T-R-I-E. Oh,
definition of a charcuterie board. Okay. Is a branch of French cuisine devoted to prepared meat products, bacon, ham, sausage, some things I can't pronounce. Other things from pork. So I think it actually is mainly associated with meat.
Yes.
And then you just add the cheese and the crackers because it's like, well, I just don't want a meat tray.
Who? I saw a meme the other day that said, in books or movies when they say, all they had was but a loaf of bread and meat and cheese. And this person's like
a sandwich.
That sounds like my ideal meal. Like meat, cheese, and bread.
Yeah. What else do you please. Expect? So yeah, it seems like it's actually – the main base is the meat, and then the cheese and crackers are just kind of to go along.
Right. It's the vessel for the meat.
So if someone – I mean, you see it all the time on Pinterest or Instagram with people who are maybe like food bloggers or whatever. And they'll be like, breakfast charcuterie board. And it's got waffles and it's got berries and it's got syrup and it looks cute and it's presented. Yeah. But there's no meat.
Right.
Then that is –
it's not technically – this is what this person's saying. Uh-huh. Like, now charcuterie –
you are a fraud.
We've changed the definition. And we had a really fun charcuterie party with some girlfriends a couple years ago. And everyone was supposed to bring a different board. And I made like pavlova, like mini pavlovas. Do you know what those are?
Why don't you go ahead and explain them just so I can make sure you know what they are.
Oh. Well, I made them.
That's supposed to be a joke.
Oh, okay. Well, you've been to Australia, and that's where they come from.
Oh, is it?
I'm pretty sure they talk about pavlova on Bluey.
Really?
Pavlova is like a egg white, kind of a meringue-y cake. It's like meringue, but chewy. Anyway, and I made like pavlova, and I was like showing up to the charcuterie party. So listen, I'm a little guilty of that, so I'm sorry.
Well, it's hard when it's being presented to us as anything goes.
And so, yeah, we had one recently that was like, bring your own charcuterie board. And I mean, yeah, my friend brought a Trader Joe's candy one, like all candy from Trader Joe's.
Uh-huh. And so, you just call it like a candy platter.
Yeah.
Don't drape it in the facade of a charcuterie.
Right. I guess we just need to call it like a food board. A food party.
Uh-huh.
To please these people.
Yes.
Because, yeah, I guess charcuterie, that's a farce if you're doing that.
Okay, Allison, this is like a hot take of mine. And I have
– good, because I'm ringing in with all the negativity over here.
I have longer nails. Like, but what's your opinion on the crazy, like, when you
I'm
look
looking
at these,
yours right now as
not,
you talk.
They're not crazy long, but they're like the rounded.
They're pretty long, but definitely like livable.
I feel like people's acrylics are getting like wild.
All I can,
out of control.
All I can think about is
the bacteria
wiping. Like danger zone. And like,
yeah,
the to get even further into
harboring
this,
the feces there.
My husband would be terrified if I came at him with those in the nether regions. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, he would be terrified. Like, one little slip and you're in the hospital with genital reconstruction surgery. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So, yeah, I am on board with that, Britt. I mean,
so,
the ultra,
like, right now, mine are, like, they're almond-shaped and they're longer, but I would say these are short.
They're, like,
in
medium,
comparison,
I would say.
In comparison to what I see.
Yeah, because
on a daily basis to...
I don't have mine professionally done right
cashiers
now.
That I see.
Yeah.
People at the bank. Anybody who I see doing stuff with their hands, I notice these nails.
Yes.
It just feels difficult.
It does feel difficult. It feels unhygienic and dangerous. And then I'm like, how are you texting? How are you wiping?
How are you doing dishes with these?
How are you sexy timing?
Oh, and so,
guess what? Something that I do that I think people would have a hot take on.
What?
I won't say I never do. I bought this special wash called Fit Wash for your fruits and veggies.
Okay.
But there's like a lot of times I'm not washing my apple anymore. What is water point? Running over an apple going to do?
For like 2 seconds.
And then the only thing I'll do is if
you got out like a scrubber.
If I have like, I do have like a little scrubber, and then sometimes I'll get like a paper towel and really wash and then rub it. Mm-hmm. But if you're going to judge me because I didn't just run it under some water before I ate it, it's not doing anything.
Okay.
Other than you're in your mind telling you it's clean. It's not. Tons of people have touched it. So if you're going
to
wash it.
Yeah, we're talking from field to distribution center, to the truck,
to
the produce
grocery store,
section.
To the all the people that have touched it and felt it to decide if that's the apple they want or whatever. And also, same, especially with an apple, I'm more inclined. An orange.
Oh, no.
All those things.
Nothing
like,
with a peel. Come on.
But I'm saying, like, that's a hot take. But because people would be like, you're gross.
If
have the time.
If someone is rinsing their bananas, I think that's hot take. What the crap are you doing?
Well, yeah. But I just. Like, I will just, if I have time when I'm unloading my groceries, I have that wash. Like I said, it's specifically, I think it's called Fit.
Yeah.
It's fruit and veggie. And you spray it down, then you let it sit for a minute, and then you rinse them, and then you wipe them off.
Yeah. That feels like it's probably doing something.
That is probably doing something. Maybe not, probably. But if you've just taken that apple and you put it into your fruit bowl, and then when you go to eat it, you just run it under some water, you're wasting your time. You're fooling yourself.
You're wasting those 2 seconds.
Yeah, you're fooling yourself.
Those are 2 seconds you're never going to get back.
Yeah. Well, you're giving yourself a false sense of security. Speaking of produce.
Eating this apple is risky no matter what. Yeah. Don't kid yourself.
Look, the pesticides I've already soaked way deep down in. This listener actually sent this in after our last episode, after listening to the bloopers. By the way, I love our bloopers.
Yeah.
And we've gotten a lot of gabbers that are like, the bloopers are my favorite part. So I'm like, maybe we just let it roll.
Yeah.
Just let it roll. Don't edit. No, I'm just kidding. But she said, you made a comment about, I had my Hydro Flask. Right now I have my Stanley.
Oh, uh-huh.
And you made a comment about, did you tell Stanley?
Yes.
That you're drinking out of the Hydro Flask? They wrote me and said, hot take, Hydro Jug over Stanley all day long. I had her send me a picture. She has a cute green one. And people have feelings about it because some people just love their Stanleys. Stanleys now have accessories.
Yeah.
Stanleys have snack trays.
Yeah.
Stanleys have straw stoppers.
Uh-huh.
There's so many accessories. They now have little bags that have a loop that you can hang around your shoulder.
Ooh.
I kind of want one of those.
Yeah.
So you don't have to carry it. I would get that for my Hydro Jug too. But they said so far superior. So that's a hot
take. I just know that you like your Stanley. So that's why I was like, have you told Stanley that you're cheating on him?
Different purposes.
And... because I remember one time in St. George, we were all getting packed up in the van, and someone's bag knocked over your Stanley. And jokingly, but maybe seriously, you're like, Stanley, Stanley, are you okay?
Look.
Oh, that's what
you
caused
that?
It.
That gouge? That's that.
And so I remember you being concerned. And so I know that's why I was like, wow, you're cheating on Stanley.
I am cheating on Stanley now because, you know, if someone comes along with a better offer, if Stanley's not going to step it up. Just kidding. I still love my Stanley former if I'm having soda, which I'm actually having water right now because hot take, I am not drinking soda.
Congratulations.
Much right now, and it's a dark time. This is probably why I'm sad.
Maybe. Maybe this is why you're like, let's do a hot take episode.
I remember how I was like, I have seasonal depression earlier today. Remember just like 5 minutes ago when I said that? Maybe it's because I'm not having my Coke Zero.
I know. It's like, okay, what are the health benefits? Do they outweigh the mental health benefits?
Like the proven. Can we get to the proven health benefits? Because like maybe like, I don't know. Anyway, so I don't know. I feel good about both of them for different reasons. I like a Stanley for a good fountain drink. Mm-hmm. I like a Hydro Flask for water because it has a spill-proof lid, all the things. But it can't hold soda because it's too airtight.
Yeah,
it will explode in your face.
Oh, I've had that happen.
And maybe shoot a straw
real embarrassed
down your throat.
In front of people I just met. So, yeah, I get it.
All right, do you have any more hot takes?
No, I don't have any more hot takes. And so, do we wrap this thing up?
Well, yeah, I say let's wrap it up.
Let's wrap this up. You guys, thanks for gabbing along with us. If this seemed like a negative episode, now we know why. Because Allison has been deprived of Coke.
Allison's going through withdrawals for the last 5 weeks.
She has been jittery.
I'm doing better than I thought.
Good job.
For how much I love it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm actually okay.
Okay.
You know, so I just...
keep telling yourself that. Well, you guys...
I'm not going to sit here and pretend like I'm going to do it the rest of my life. I don't know. I just thought I'd see.
See how you feel. Yeah. See how you feel. But you guys, no matter if you...
Agree or disagree,
or you have hot takes, totally different, send them in. But just remember,
someday you'll laugh about this.
All right. Have a great week, Gabbers. We'll see you later. We'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye.
So if you want to wear the oversized XXL wolf t-shirt with a turtleneck underneath, so be it.
Global Employment Services?
I don't think that's what she meant.
Geologists and environmental scientists? Like, those people are so dumb. Come on, look so crazy right now. Someone's vacuuming outside the door.
My guess is my husband.
Guess is that too.
He's a vacuumer.
Yeah, do we expect that people who are like hot and rich and stuff to like...
Not be hot and rich.
Because don't you think she's always seemed like maternal?
Well, yeah, because everyone's mom loved
her. Okay. There were nights when the wind was so cold.
I watched it on the plane.
With Priyanka Chopra?
Yeah.
I watched it on the plane. Oh my gosh. You were just like,
baby, 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 if I touch you like this, and if you hold me like that. You were cracking me up
with
this tangent.
No, for real.
And so...
For real.
Is that okay? Is that weird?
Sure.
Are we being weird?